He really adopted Norfolk and Norfolk adopted him. This was one of the many tributes which poured in for the Oscar-nominated star Sir John Hurt, who has died aged 77. Widely accepted as one of Britain's best-known and most versatile actors, he became a popular figure in Norfolk after making it his home in 2009. He lived in North Norfolk and was a staunch supporter of Sheringham Little Theatre, appeared in productions made by Holt-based Capriole Films, was patron of Cinema City in Norwich and became the first Chancellor of Norwich University of the Arts. Sir John also performed at local arts festivals, including Holt and Vowood, supported and inspired budding actors and art students, and even turned on the Cromer Christmas lights in 2013. Such was his talent, he was knighted by the Queen for services to drama in 2015. His wife, Anwen Hurt, said her husband died at his Norfolk home from pancreatic cancer, which was diagnosed in 2015. She said it will be a strange world without her husband, and in a statement she said, "John was the most sublime of actors and the most gentlemanly of gentlemen, with the greatest of hearts and generosity of spirit. He touched all our lives with joy and magic, and it will be a strange world without him." Friend and work colleague Tony Britton, film producer and director of Capriole Films, said, "He really loved Norfolk, and he was very settled here, and he spent as much time as possible in the county." Sir John worked with Mr. Britton as a master of ceremonies on Cromer Pier in the 2011 In Love with Alma Coogan film and an agent in the Norfolk-based film Chicklit, which came out last year. Mr. Britton said, "He was one of the greatest actors of his generation and was a dear friend of mine. He was a man of enormous generosity, and it's a sad loss." Despite his fame, he was always happy to speak to people who approached him as well as give advice to young actors. And speaking about how he dealt with pancreatic cancer, Mr. Britton said Sir John was as tough as nails and carried on working as an actor. He was absolutely positive about it. He was a pretty special guy, and he dealt with it with a great sense of dignity. Sir John will return to screens as Ralph, a successful screenwriter who is facing terminal illness in the film In That Good Night. He also appears as a Catholic priest in the Hollywood biopic Jackie, which is in cinemas at the moment. Sir John was also well known for roles including Quentin Crisp in The Naked Civil Servant, the title role in The Elephant Man, and wand merchant Mr. Ollivander in the Harry Potter films. He became a patron of Cinema City in Norwich in 2013, and the venue's Screen Heritage and Film Education Centre, which opened in September last year, was called the John Hurt Studio in honour of Sir John's great support of the project. In a tribute to the film star, a Cinema City spokesman said, "Sir John was a legend of British cinema and his roles were diverse and many. We feel honoured to have known him and worked with him. The John Hurt Centre will continue Sir John's legacy by making film and cinema in its physical and theoretical forms an art form to be enjoyed by all." Another arts venue Sir John was heavily involved with was Sheringham Little Theatre. As well as being a regular theatre-goer, he opened the venue's refurbished cafe and launched its digital film projector. He was the voice of the magic mirror in the theatre's 2013 Snow White pantomime and a strong supporter of Sheringham Little Theatre's professional summer rep season. But it was not only performing arts in Norfolk he supported, it was the visual arts. After being made the first Chancellor of Norwich University of the Arts in 2013, Sir John, who went to art college, attended every graduation ceremony and art show possible, as well as taking the time to speak to students. Professor John Last, Vice-Chancellor of NUA, said Sir John was an exceptionally charismatic Chancellor. He understood the DNA of creative students and championed them, as well as being an inspiration. He raised the profile of the arts in Norfolk and showed how vibrant places like NUA are. To pay tribute to the actor, football fans applauded him during the 77th minute of the Norwich City home match against Birmingham City.